Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, The Fan. Dusty Likens with you, Bob Fesco. Don't forget, you can check us out on the live stream, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, X, whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't care. Happy Tuesday. I don't want to skip Bob's favorite day of the week. Happy Tuesday. Taco Tuesday, Toe Tuesday, whatever the heck goes on at the Fesco household. It's a great day. Mac Morey with you as well. Who do you think this town hates more, Buffalo or Cincinnati?
I hate Cincinnati more.
Bias. I mean, do you think Cincinnati's been more relevant because they talk a bunch of garbage, or do you think they've been the better team?
They have not been the better team, but they do talk more garbage, and they actually beat us when it mattered. I'll tell you, this Buffalo team has won the last three regular season games.
That's right.
The Chiefs have won the last three postseason games. The regular season games don't matter. It's the postseason games that do matter, and the Chiefs have had Buffalo's number when it matters the most. Now, Cincinnati, I know it's been kind of ancient history now since the Bengals came in here, but it's still the only quarterback that's left in NFL history right now, besides Tom Brady, who's on TV and owning a football team, that's been able to beat Patrick Mahomes in the postseason. So for me, it'll be Cincinnati. I don't like the Cincinnati Bengal fans. My friend Jimmy Gaffney, local celebrity, is a big Bills fan. I like him a lot. And so, you know, there are just certain things that weigh in. And after going to the Chiefs-Bengals game and having guys talk smack to my 14-year-old daughter, I'm out on Cincinnati.
Dan's got to see the Bulldog. I think I know the answer. I think it's one of those, like, torn fandoms. It's kind of, like, similar to the same thing when you ask, who do you hate more, Denver, the Raiders, or the Chargers? You'll have your reasons why, right? Like, Denver you don't hate because, well, at least I hate them because my entire childhood, they just beat us. Like, right. I just didn't like them. John Elway, Neil Smith went over there. The Rat, Shanahan, I never liked seeing him over there. And then, you know, the Raiders just weren't really relevant in my life.
They really weren't. So it's hard to hate a team that hasn't been really relevant.
And then the Chargers I hated because LaDainian Tomlinson would go on to take over Priest Holmes' touchdown record.
He did do that, and that did suck.
And then, like, literally, like, the year later.
Yeah.
And then
wasn't Sean Alexander in that mix for a while, too?
Oh, yeah. Those were 90s running backs there. And then Phillip Rivers comes along. But it was more so like I didn't like them because they were annoying. And I think Cincy is that sort of aspect. And to me, they remind me of the kid maybe on the playground or, like, you know, in the gym or something like that, that just doesn't shut his mouth because he knows that it's a big flex for them to do that, because they know that that sort of thing. And I think we all have this in our friend group. Excuse me. We all have this in our friend group, or, you know, somewhere around when we grew up or something. There was always that kid that was good, but wasn't as good as everybody else. But for some reason, the way that he was able to push buttons was effective.
Yeah, sure.
And that's Cincinnati, right?
Yes. Yes. They are a button pusher. There's no doubt, like, about it. Yes.
They know how to say it, what to say. And the other thing they have is the one piece of clout that they can hold on to is that they are one of only three people to have done it to the Chiefs when it mattered. Tom Brady beat them with the Patriots, Tom Brady beat them with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Joe Burrow and Cincinnati beat the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, again, 15-3 in the playoffs.
Do you count Tom Brady and the Patriots and the Bucs as two different people?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, yeah, it is what it is.
It is what
right?
it is, right, yes.
And so those three teams, I guess you could say, or those three different instances, Cincinnati has that. So when the Chiefs or, you know, the kid on the playground loses the one-on-one game, but normally 9 out of 10 times wins, that kid will always be like, yeah, well, I still beat you. You can't do that. And it gets in your head.
Yeah, it does.
Buffalo, to me, should be the team that you don't like because they're the closest thing to you.
Right.
Right? They play good defense. I think their quarterback is the next best quarterback in the league. If Patrick Mahomes is in the penthouse suite by himself, I think the next floor down is empty. I don't think there's anybody in that room.
Yeah.
Then I think it's Josh Allen, Burrow, and, you know, that room is filled with those guys. Maybe Herbert gets the conversation the way he's played this year.
I think I would go with Burrow, though, in that group.
I wouldn't, man.
It's a tough question. I never really thought about who would be second best, but to me, Joe Burrow has just got that killer instinct.
Joe Burrow on Buffalo. Is he just as good as Josh Allen?
How are you utilizing him, though? Because Josh Allen and Joe Burrow, I think, are different because they rely so much on Josh's legs, right?
Yeah.
They don't really rely on Joe Burrow's legs a lot in Cincinnati. The big part of that game in Buffalo is Josh Allen running the football. So I don't know the answer to that question because they're two different styles of quarterbacks.
I just think Josh Allen is, if I were to go to a video game and make a quarterback, Josh Allen would be the quarterback that I would mold.
Well, he's got
speed, he's big, he's strong. Massive arm, good football IQ. Like, Burrow's got a good arm. It ain't Allen's. Burrow's got good, I mean, he doesn't have good wheels. Josh Allen does.
Sure.
Josh Allen's big. He's that guy.
But Burrow has that it factor that Patrick Mahomes has. And I think that is something to me that supersedes everything else. Like, you can be great as an athlete, right?
Yeah.
And do great things as an athlete. But if you don't have that it factor and the ability to win when it matters the most, like, that's why I always go back to Derek Jeter. Not the best athlete, not the best shortstop on his team, but by God, that dude knew how to win.
And to be fair, the one time Burrow beat Mahomes in the playoffs, Mahomes fell down two pegs of his normal self, whereas Josh Allen against Mahomes has been good. Like, if you look at that game last year, Josh Allen's good. The one that was 13 seconds, Josh Allen's greatest game he's ever had.
Probably.
You know, lived up to that. It's just, unfortunately, like, Josh Allen has always gotten Mahomes' best, and that's unfortunate for him because that's why Patrick Mahomes is that much better.
But Buffalo always looks at this game as their Super Bowl, right? And this is a big game for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing that anymore.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think they're a little bit more mature than Cincinnati. Cincinnati, yes. Yeah. Buffalo, I think Buffalo knows the deal because, like I said, Buffalo's been hurt so much in the playoffs by the Chiefs.
Oh, God,
they
yes.
know what the goal is. Like, they've done enough. Like you said, three regular season wins in a row. It's gotten them nothing.
Nothing.
They get their first home game against the Chiefs last year. They lose. But I also kind of think, I think we all kind of like Josh Allen, too, which kind of patches it up a little bit better with Buffalo instead of Cincinnati. So I would say the majority of the league or of the fan base would say they hate Cincinnati more than they hate Buffalo, because I think that they at least respect Buffalo because Buffalo's quiet. They've beaten you the last 3 years. And maybe some people didn't even know that until you said it, because Buffalo doesn't flaunt it. They know what matters is the playoffs. Cincinnati's done it once, and they act like it happened yesterday.
Yeah,
to this day, and it happened 3 years ago.
And the Chiefs have beaten them three times since the Bengals beat them. But I also look at Buffalo and Kansas City kind of in the same lens, right? Like, Buffalo is that city that hadn't won a championship in 1,000 years. We hadn't won a championship in 1,000 years. Finally got our championship. Our fan bases are very similar. We love to party and tailgate and jump through fire and all that kind of stuff, right? Like, so I think the fan bases are a lot more similar in Buffalo in Kansas City than we are in Cincinnati. I don't look at either fan base as fighting a war with each other. The Bengal fans come here, it's a war. Like, you want to fight the Bengal fans. I don't want to really fight Buffalo fans, but Bengal fans, I'm ready to go toe-to-toe with, because they don't know that they're still below the Kansas City Chiefs, right? They don't know that they're underneath the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, they think that they've arrived, and they haven't arrived, but they believe that they've arrived.
Right.
Buffalo fans kind of walk around and respect Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And Kansas City, I think, respects Buffalo. And there's something to be said about that. Like, you can have a rivalry, and the best rivalries are at the end where you look at that other fan and go, hell of a game, hell of a game. You shake hands and
you
move
that
on,
with Buffalo,
right?
A lot.
And you do that with Buffalo.
Yes.
You don't do that with Cincinnati. You don't do that with Missouri.
Well, I think deep down you look at the Bills fans and you go, yeah, there's only one guy who's even sniffing number 15. That's number 17. That's Josh Allen. It's just simple as that.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's never thrown a touchdown pass in the fourth quarter of a playoff game, ever. And it's not that his team hasn't needed it. They have. He's lost multiple playoff games and he has not been able to get it done. That never happens with Josh Allen. I would say also, you talk about fans kind of knowing their place.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the case with Bills fans more than it is with Cincinnati fans. They know that the Chiefs are the Mecca and that they're going to have to win to overtake that place. And the Bengals, talk about an overrated team. I mean, that Super Bowl run, they barely beat a Ryan Tannehill-led Tennessee Titans who threw three interceptions.
Then they beat the Raiders, didn't they,
They
or something?
Barely beat the Derek Carr Raiders that came down to a bad no-call at the end.
But they did.
Yeah, and then Mahomes has his worst,
Chiefs barely beat the Broncos the other day.
But playoffs, just very rarely does it happen three times in a row where you just see a team kind of get lucky. I think the Bengals, by far.
And then what's the little stat you put in there?
Oh, yeah, this game will mark just the fifth game since the 1970 merger featuring two teams with eight or more wins prior to Week 11.
What?
I know.
That's nuts.
Isn't that weird?
I can't believe there's been five games. Fifth game since 1970 merger featuring two teams with eight wins.
Seems
prior.
So low.
That's great. I know. I think it's more.
Right? I would have taken the over, question, in something like that, right?
I mean, that's tough to have two teams with only, one, maybe two losses playing each other
late
in Week 11? Week 11?
But also, too, Dusty, you and I were talking in the break. We're talking about teams with three wins in the middle of November, and people are saying,
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're still alive for the playoffs. Jets and Dolphins.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.